He ain't making me preach. He won't make me hear. He won't get me if I don't. But you know what? Satan now, he's an enforcer. God will come in when we want him to. When we invite him to. When we want him to. And then he comes in. And he manifests himself. Hallelujah. And unless we want to invite the Holy Spirit, you got to do it personally. Lord, here I am. I'm here to worship. I'm here to tend my ear to your word. I'm here to get impartation from your Holy Spirit. And I done asked him to help me preach.
Come on.
I done told him I can do nothing without you, Lord.
Amen.
All I can do is get up there and talk. And we can turn out and hear that on the TV, can't we?
Yep.
But you know what? When the anointing's flowing and he helps us and the gift's operating and each one of us is ready to hear and receive and go further, he shows up and he demonstrates.
Amen.
He demonstrates himself through us, to us, in us, all about us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so I'm believing God for a manifestation of the Holy Spirit quickening things to us, even you being healed while you're in this service, praise God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's what? Liberty.
Amen.
Freedom from sickness. Freedom from pain. Freedom. There's liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Freedom from oppression.
Amen.
Freedom from fear. Hallelujah. And he's here tonight to manifest himself that way, praise God. But if I was going to title the sermon, you go ahead, Zach. It'd be Word-Centered Life. Now, God's been dealing with me for the last couple of days about some things, about the Word. Now, the Word without the Spirit is just like a newspaper. You hear me? The Holy Spirit. People that ain't got the Holy Spirit living in lost people, they read that Bible and they ain't going to get nothing. The Bible says that flesh receiveth not the thing. You can go to church. You can go to church and hear that preaching. But if you're not born again, all that's going to do is lead you to Jesus. Because you've got to go through him for life. You've got to go through him for vision and future. He is the door. He is the only way. To the Father, to the kingdom, to the things of God. But after we're born again. So if you're not born again, then all you've got to do, the Bible says that Jesus went to the cross for you. The Bible says that he took your sin on him that you could be free from it. And so if you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, you've got to do that or good preaching and teaching and all of that reading and trying to get things from God is not going to work because you're not his. You're under the power of the God of this world. Satanic forces, demons, influence of the world. Hallelujah. And it's got the kingdom where you can't see it. But all you've got to do, the Bible says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord Jesus shall be saved.
Hallelujah.
All you've got to do is call on him and say, Lord, there ain't but one way. See, there's many, many doctrines. Every church is not even right. But there's many doctrines out there. There's all kinds of doctrines of demons, you know. And that, I mean, there's whole churches that teaches there's many avenues to God. I mean, that's a lie.
Amen.
There ain't but one way to God, and that's through Jesus.
Amen.
He is the way. There's no other way. There's no other thing that will get you born again into the kingdom of God but Jesus.
Amen.
All roads don't lead to God. But after you get born again, how many knows? The more word we feed on, the easier it is to be led by the Spirit of God. See, we don't really realize how important it is to be led by the Spirit of God. And the less word we know, the less likely we're going to be able to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
How many knows the Holy? Many people are led by many things, led by feelings, led by emotions, led by money, led by, I mean, I don't feel close to God all the time. I don't go by that. Why? Because he says he's always with me. He'll never leave me, never. So those feelings don't leave me.
Thank you, Jesus.
See, a word-centered life will cause you not to yield to forces. Listen, there's you can't see the kingdom of God, and you can't see or see the kingdom of darkness. But it's here. It's real. Both of them's real. There's a spirit world. There's a spirit world that you can't see. But the Bible says that we are not ignorant of Satan's devices. You can't see Satan, but you can see his workings. Stealing, killing, destroying. I mean, in this planet, that's a manifestation of somebody yielding to darkness. Drugs, all of that, adultery, all that stuff is a manifestation of somebody. They don't have a body till they get one.
That's right.
They're embodied beings. That's when somebody says, I mean, they say, well, you know, my grandpa's watching over us. He's going on to be the Lord's watching over us. That's a lie. Grandpa ain't here. Grandma ain't here. That is familiar spirits. They're familiar with grandma and grandpa. They're familiar. Did you know that some darkness is assigned to destroy you? They're assigned to your life. Some people don't even believe Satan's real. They don't believe darkness is real. They don't believe in that world. They don't believe. If I can't see it, I'm not going to believe it. Well, you know, you can't see a thought.
That's right.
But you know they're real.
Come on.
Right? Yeah. You can't see a thought, but it's real. Well, that's just the way the king. I'm not going to magnify the kingdom of darkness tonight. I'm not going to magnify it at all, praise God. But I'm telling you, it will work if we let it. It cannot work unless we let it.
Thank you, Jesus.
And if we are yielding to the Word of God, a word-centered life, the more that I center my life, base my life on the Word of God, the more of the anointing that I walk in.
Yeah.
The more of the freedom that is in Christ Jesus, it says, stand therewith in the freedom where Christ Jesus has made you free, and be not yoked again with the yoke of bondage. Well, now I'm going to get on into some scripture. I'm already healed.
Amen.
Satan tries to make me sick. I told Travis this morning, I said, you know what? I said after I had surgery, I said, if I had a listened to my body and had a got in line with my body, and I wouldn't be sitting here working or doing anything today.
Right,
sir. I said, I know. And I'm the one that knows. I know how my body felt. I know how my legs felt. I know how weak I was. I know how I couldn't even open a bottle of water with my fingers. I couldn't even do it with my teeth. I had to go get Teresa to open a bottle of water. And everything, my emotions, the devil, and everything says you're washed up. You are washed up. And thank God I have lived a word-centered life.
Hallelujah.
And I'm not led by my body,
bless you, Lord.
By my emotions, by thoughts that are contrary to the Word.
Right.
See, if you don't know the Word, you don't know the will of God.
That's right.
I mean, people, they believe that babies get killed or whatever, and God needed another little angel. We don't turn into angels.
Amen.
That's a lie.
Amen.
I mean, no lie binds you up.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says to be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. It don't say you're going to be an angel.
Amen.
That would be a demotion for us. Hallelujah. See, we got to watch these lies of the enemy. We got to watch these emotions and feelings. The Bible says that we are to live by because of our faith. Let me put it that way. Not by faith like some weird thing that we just throw out there. And kind of like a guy told me one time, he said, I'm going to write my tithe check. I ain't got the money, and I'm going to believe God that the money will be in there before it gets to the bank. I said, that's not faith, man. I said, that's ignorant. I said, that check's going to bounce. I said, don't write a fake check. Keep it real. Just don't write it, right? Come on, somebody. That's not faith. Now, if God said, go ahead and do something, it'll be there. It will. But you know, that's not by faith. That's by stupidity. Yeah. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
See, we hear this stuff and we get hoodooed by the devil and gets us, and then the bank, the check bounces, the bank charges you $35. Then the church has got a bad check. They ought to put you in jail. Now I'm being funny. They wouldn't. They'd just tear it up. But I'm just making a point there. That's not faith. See, real, genuine, blind faith will do the right thing. Mm-hmm. You're not led by the Spirit of God to do evil. You're not led by the Spirit of God to be angry. You're not led by the Spirit of God to commit adultery, lust after women, lust after men. Those are demonic forces, but I feel it so strong. Yes, they're real. That's why I'm saying they're real.
That's right. Come on.
I mean, I'm tempted to go get me a bag of marijuana so I can chill out. You're the pastor. I'm just like you. I'm human.
That's right. Come on.
I got a human side and a spirit side. And the human side is always drawn to do evil. The spirit man is always drawn to do good. So I'm to be led by that spirit man. Hallelujah. When my wife, getting on my nerves, hardly ever does it, the first thoughts I'll have, let God, all this divorce. I never say that junk. Why? Because I'm not going to yield to darkness. I'm not going to say it. The Apostle Paul says, I have believed, therefore I speak. See, we speak what we believe. And if we're believing wrong things, we're going to be speaking wrong things. And we're going to get wrong results in our life.
That's right.
You know, going through the trial here a little bit with my business and things that happened because of the COVID and things happened. Now I got to wait 6-8 weeks. Never been that way in 20-something years. You know, one single little door in some places is 8 weeks to get it. 8 weeks. So I'm getting frustrated. When trials come, you got to watch out. We can praise God on Sunday and praise God on Wednesday while we're at church. But really, that's not the test. The test is when you're out there and then bad things, things that are not likely to you happen, and Satan tries to draw you in. Satan tries to get you. And I was getting off like, man, what's wrong with this door company? I'm about to get flustered. I got upset. I wouldn't talk to him. Let's try, I told you a little bit about it, and everything. And then all of a sudden, I realized what was going on. The Holy Spirit. I thought, man, what's wrong with me? I know better than this. See, this is a trial I've never been in.
Come on.
See, the Bible says, think it not strange concerning the fiery. Somebody tell us, say, fiery. Trial that's to come on you, try you. Like some strange things happening. Oh, what's wrong? And so, glory to God, I'm there, and I'm like, oh, glory to God. Oh, I messed up here a little bit, Lord. Lord, I just asked you to forgive me, Lord. You said, let no corrupt communication come out of my mouth, but that which would edify and with grace that will minister grace to the hearers. I said, Lord, I've been speaking doubt and unbelief. What's wrong with them? And so I sent my faith over yonder. I repented. I quit giving in to darkness. Come on, somebody, that's darkness. I'm yielding to darkness. I'm yielding to unbelief and fear and anger. That is darkness. The Bible tells me not to grieve the Holy Spirit of God where I'm sealed until the day of redemption. Don't grieve Him. How many knows you can grieve the Spirit of God? You can grieve your born-again spirit, man. You can grieve him. You can starve him. Lord, you know, anyways, I redirected my faith. I said, glory to God, I've been putting my trust in them garage doors again, Lord. I'm sorry, Lord, glory to God. I said, Lord, the blessing of the Lord makes Scotty rich. The blessing brings him what I need. Glory to God, and I begin to praise God. I begin to pray for them, and I begin to release myself. I got doors in today, and two jobs I just went and checked. I ain't even got to get them doors. I'm going to pick them up tomorrow.
Amen.
Yeah.
Bless him, Lord.
Hallelujah. I said, sorry, Lord. I've been letting it slip. But you know, he's saying, it's okay. You know, he's just saying, well, it's your fault. He said, it's your fault. See, it ain't God's fault that it couldn't happen. Come on, somebody. That means I got to go. So you know what I've been doing? I've been saturating myself in preaching 24/7. Other than when I'm sleeping. I got my phone on preaching going on. I got my phone on today preaching going on. All day long yesterday and today preaching going on. Amen. Preaching at the house, you know what? I'm feeling healed.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Word-centered life. Church ain't enough. You just try this. You just try this. You get we get three sermons a week, right? We got Sunday school, 11 o'clock. And then we got Wednesday night. And this eating's good. I mean, it's good. Yeah. But let us try not eating any food, just three meals a week. Right. Oh, we're going to get weak. We're going to get hungry. And I mean, we're going to get sad. I mean, we're going to get sad. You ever fasted over 3 days? You know what I'm talking about.
Right.
You get hungry. Then you start getting a little delirious. You can taste the chocolate cake. And you can eat everything. You can eat a dead horse. I went in and told Chris and said, you want that? I can eat a dead horse. Well, you know what? You're going to get weak. You're going to get frustrated. Well, that's the same way it is spiritually.
Amen.
I mean, it's just like that spiritually. You can't live off of three sermons a week. You got to turn it on. You got to turn it on. You got to turn off. Turn off Barney Fife. I'm not talking about bad TV. Turn off. We turn off the radio. Turn it on. Turn on some words to get you to preaching. We got all a word center. It'll help you build a word centered life.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Victory is in a word centered life. Now, I'm not talking about religion. I'm not talking about, you know, trying to be super spiritual. I'm just talking about being real. I'm talking about build our life on something that is real. The Word of God is real. It's alive. It's powerful, the Bible says. Sharper than any two-edged sword. Goes down to dividing asunder of soul, spirit, and is a discerner of my thoughts.
Amen.
I mean, my thoughts can get me in trouble.
Yes.
I fell through the ceiling here. I believe God called me to swing and land on my back instead of on my chest. I don't know. And the first thing I thought when I got up is, I'm quitting church. I mean, ain't that stupid?
Yeah.
Boy, what a pastor you are. Come down here to get things straightened out, and then you can't even have Wednesday night service. You fell through and tore the church down.
Bless the Lord.
Had those thoughts run through my mind. Yet trying to discourage me from going forward. Yeah. I just stood there and I'm looking at my God. And then next thing I thought, quit church. What are you, stupid? You think I'm stupid? You think I'm going to give in to them? Let God. What are people going to think? I don't care what they think, Satan. I'm not a people pleaser.
Okay.
I don't go by what they going to think. Hallelujah. I go by what the Lord says in my life, and that's it. I'm not yielding to those stupid thoughts. And you know what? By the time I had a little bit of help, we had her all put that together about 5:30, 6 o'clock that evening. And here we are tonight, bless God.
Amen.
Well, you know what? Those in times when things are trying, the Holy Spirit is speaking the word to us. You remember the story about Joshua? Joshua 1? Give me that. Well, give me that Romans. I got it. Give me the proof. It says, Romans 8:14, as before as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage, again the fear, well, I ain't gonna be healed. He said, as many as are led by how your leg feels, how your back feels, how your body feels. It don't say none of that, does it? For those that are led, you know what? Leading, you're following.
Yeah.
If fear is motivating you, you're led. Right? Fear of getting COVID, you're led.
Come on.
Fear of getting locked up for preaching, you're led. But not by the Spirit of God.
Right.
It says those that are led by the Spirit of God. Well, your body ain't, look, the Word of God works in your body if you receive it by faith. You use your faith and say, God, your Word is working mightily in me. God, your Word, not just in church with tears, but out there when your body's telling you everything, when Satan's telling you everything, when statistics are telling you everything contrary to God's Word, but you take God's Word and you say, God, your Word says, by Jesus stripes I'm healed, and bless God, I am healed.
Amen.
And I mean, you don't entertain a thought that is even close to being contrary to the Word of God. That's how you become a doer and a life-centered Word person.
Amen.
God ain't coming short on healing. God ain't coming short on money. Ain't no shortage of money. Ain't no shortage of healing. And we don't make God do anything. God's already done it. He's already supplied everything that Scotty Weston and you and everybody else that is born again. He has done supplied all your healing, all of your finances, all of the means. You're on a road and you're going, and there will come times of destination to where it'll just go boom, and there's the next level.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I used to go, I evangelized for 7 years. And I'd go to church and I felt so sorry for those folk in those churches. I'd be on the back, and I'd be going to preach there. And they'd stand up, well, the devil's been on me all week. Y'all pray for so-and-so. The devil's over there, and the devil. And I mean, I was hearing the devil. And I'm standing back there in all these churches. And I'm like, Lord God, give me that. I know what I'm going to preach tonight, Lord, if you'll let me change this sermon. Lord of God, I'm going to bust that devil out of the water, bless God. I'm going to bust him up tonight. And I'd get that pulpit most time anointing to come on me. And I'd say, y'all are glorifying Satan.
Right.
Did you know if you talk about him all the time?
Yeah.
If he's all the time in your refrigerator and your car and your tires and your engine and with your mama,
yeah,
with your stepmama, Satan, blah, 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 blah. Did you know you're magnifying him? You're glorifying him. You're giving him steam. You're making him look bad. And boy, time I would get done, they'd stand up, glory to God, that's the best sermon I've heard in years. Glory to God, Satan's under my feet. I just found it out again. He's under my feet, glory to God. And they'd start taking authority over Satan. They'd go back and tell him, you ain't even been working. You've been tricking me.
Come on.
I know some of this stuff is hard to chew, but hey, man, the Word says that Satan is defeated, don't it? There is not one thing he has the power to do to a Christian. Now, if you're not a Christian, you're already yielding to your father, the devil. You're yielding to him. Whether you believe you are or not, you are. The Bible says if you're not for God, you are against God. That the Bible says that, and I don't care whether we believe it or not, God's Word is true, and God is not a liar.
Come on.
And he don't write that for to make us feel bad and condemn. He wrote that we would come out of darkness over into this marvelous light, hallelujah, and then begin to rule and reign with Jesus.
Amen.
I'm ruling and reigning. I'm just learning how. I've been in it 20-something years, but I'm still a baby. The more I go, the more I realize I don't know. What I mean by that, he's so vast. He's so awesome. He's so wise. Hallelujah. That, I mean, you can't get to the end of his wisdom. He's God. He told us over there, I mean, your bodies, I'm believing God that this word tonight is saturating your bones. It's saturating your heart, your back, your liver, your lungs, your brain. Hallelujah. It's saturating. It's cleansing. The blood of Jesus is flowing. See, and some people, they snort it. They snarl at that. Guy goes up and he says, Lord, he said, my servant lieth sick to death. And Jesus said, well, I'll come over and heal him. I'm paraphrasing a little. I'll come and heal him. And the guy said, look, sir, he said, I got people under my authority. I tell them to go and they go. I tell them to come and they come. He said, speak the word only and my servant will be made whole. And he told his disciples, he marveled. And he said, I've not seen so great a faith, not in all Israel.
Glory to God.
That this guy believes that if I just speak the word of God, that he'll be. And the Bible says that Jesus spoke the word of God in the self same hour that dude was healed way over yonder.
Amen.
Well, how many knows he's done spoke his word to us? The Bible says that he sent his word and healed us and delivered us. Hallelujah. Word healed. Yeah, but the doctor, I don't care what the doctor said. I'm not anti-doctor. I go to the doctor, just went to one yesterday. But the doctor's not the end result for me. I don't know about you, but he ain't the end result for me. Still got a little bit of issues. And he said, well, we run some tests. I said, I don't want no more tests. I thought to myself sitting there, Black Gump, you don't know. You don't know. You ain't going to be able to do nothing. So now I just got to stand on the word of God and let the Lord do the battle.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so I'm fully expecting and speaking. How'd you know? Healed.
Yeah.
No, really, I'm healed.
Amen.
Yeah, but you said you had problems. I ain't got no problem. I got faith in God. Hallelujah. You come back and you slap that devil down. You just slap him down. You ain't going to get no house. Liar.
Man.
God said I'd live in houses that I didn't build. That God. No money can say, well, I'm getting older. I don't matter either. Bless God, it don't matter. Don't make no difference, hallelujah. Abraham, there you go.
Bless him, Lord.
Caleb, Joshua were. Caleb, get in that mountain. He probably built a house in there. He probably went in there and built a house. He probably went in there and staked off his ground. Probably, it don't tell, but I guarantee he didn't just sit down. He like, God brought me here. This is the land that God said. But God, and it's flowing and I'm going to enjoy it now. I've been fighting a good fight of faith. I done come through that wilderness. I done subdued devils. Glory to God. That's me and you. And I'm going to enjoy being healed.
That's
I'm going to enjoy 80 years old.
That's right.
I hear people today, God, if it feels worse than this, I don't know if I'm going to live to be 80. They're 48. Come on, man, you serious? Get up every Monday. I don't feel no 60, whatever you say. I don't feel 60. Well, how does it feel?
The world says it's good. Oh, my ankle, my head. I'm locking up in the morning. I got to have a rope tied to the ceiling to get out of the bed.
Bless God, I speak to my body. Glory to God, come on, baby, let's go. I've been releasing my faith to sleep. Like it works. Sure does. It works. Chris, you won't wake you up tomorrow? I'm like, nah. I'm all sleep late. So I lay in there, glory to God in the name of Jesus. I'm going to give you another hour and 15 minutes. But God, I sleep. I even woke you up 7:10. I'm usually up at 6:10. Like 5 minutes being my goal. It works. I'm telling you right now it works. I need 8 hours of rest. Well, now I can't sit up in there at 2 o'clock. I'm going to have rest, Lord. I know I got stuck on that TV. Now you're going to suffer now.
Mm-hmm.
You know better than that. Get to bed early. Right? Hallelujah. But give me that other scripture. That. Only be strong, he told Joshua, and courageous that thou mayest observe to do according to the law. Talking about the word of God even back then. Which Moses, my servant, commanded, turn not from it to the right hand or the left. Don't get off of healing. Well, you know. And when a long time goes on, if you ain't careful, I mean, your trial long, you ain't seen it happen. If you ain't careful, you'll start giving in. You'll start giving in to your feelings and your emotions and the way it, you better get that preaching going on. You better get some preaching going on in them ears. You better get it going on, hallelujah, so that you fight the good fight of faith and lay hold.
Amen.
We want to lay hold. Well, if I can get a break at my work, I can make more money, I can get... No, that ain't your problem. You can have $1 million if you ain't handling money right, you'll be broke 3 months, and then you're going to be quit your job and broke.
Yeah.
You'll have a yacht and 14 cars and 8 houses, and now you can't pay the insurance on them.
Yeah.
Can't pay the taxes, you're going to lose. Make y'all quiet. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you know what? If we let the Lord teach us and we're in control and we've let the Holy Spirit lead us and discipline us, but God, He can pour it on. He can pour the blessing of the Lord. See, God's not going to give us something that will take our life away from Him. And He truly knows the heart. We can say a lot of stuff, make a lot of plans, but the Bible says that He knows the heart. He knows our intentions. See, I don't really like funerals, so I got to keep all of y'all alive. Got to keep you healed. 100-something years, but God, I'll bury you then. He's so old, He don't need prayed over. Just let's close it and go.
Bless Him, Lord.
He doesn't spend with God all his life. What's the use of us whining now? Hallelujah.
Right.
Rejoice. Yep. That's right. You see, but we have to, he was telling Joshua, look, this is what the book of law, verse 8, shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night. I mean, I know that sounds like a big task, but it ain't. But he's not saying that to get Joshua just to poke the word and be sick of the word and all that. No, he's telling Joshua this, I'm with you. He done told him, I'm with you wherever you go. I'm with you. See, he's not just with us. He is in us.
Amen.
He's not with us like he was Joshua. Right. He's on the inside of us now. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Hallelujah.
See, he's not just with us, he's in us. Hallelujah.
Come on.
And he says, out of thy mouth shalt meditate day and night, that thou mayest deserve according to all that is written therein, for then shalt thou make thy way prosperous. He didn't say, then I'm going to make you prosperous. Did he? God didn't say, you do that, I'm going to make you prosperous, did he? No, look what he said. That thou mayest deserve according to all of the... For then you shall make your way prosperous. But what he was saying here, see, the psalmist David said, Lord, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path. Jesus said that his words are spirit and they are life. Hebrews 4:12 says the word is quick and powerful and sharper than it's alive.
Amen.
I mean...
Jesus.
And it comes in and brings that life, hallelujah, brings that God life. It brings vision that man, you ain't got and can't attain. It brings vision and it brings the power with it to get me and you into that vision and walking in that vision. God spoke to me years ago and he said, son, he said, if you'll follow me, I'll bring you to where you want nothing. And I thought to myself that time, I thought, is this really God? Is this really possible? You know, I'm sitting there, I mean, I'm living there, just barely getting by, just come out of the world not too long before that. I mean, turning our lights off every 2 or 3 months. You know, I mean, I've just come out of having it rough. I mean, and for him to say that, I'll bring you to this place where you don't want nothing. I mean, I'm like, can I really believe this? See, faith was there, though. When God spoke that, I was energized. I thought, glory to God, that's God telling me that. God, I'm going to follow you, Lord, with your help. I'm going to follow you. I'm going to church. Ain't no devil going to drag me out of church. But God, I'm not going to get mad at my pastor, my brothers, my sister. These things are following the Lord. I'm going to love my enemies.
Bless the Lord.
And you know what? Bless God. I'm telling you right now, all I want is a couple of cows.
Oh.
And I got the money for them. Now, I didn't tell you everything in between. They're not feeling like God's with me. They're not feeling like that everything ain't going to work out and having to live by faith like you're going to have to do, like we all have to do. You know, now I'm in my 50s. I've got an anointing for 50s now, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to walk in that 50s anointing. You 30, you got to have that 30s anointing. You know, I was reading in there one time in Psalms, and he told David, he said, I'll make you wiser than your enemy, than your teacher. And I've been sitting under the anointing of different things, and they start talking things. And I mean, people been in the Lord a long time. Where'd you get that at? Where'd you hear that at?
Right.
Now they're like, man, I'm getting wiser than my teacher. Now, I wasn't braggadocious about that. I don't need a pat on the back. That's the first time I've ever told anybody. I knew that the Lord would make me wiser than my teachers. I didn't write it. God did. And I wasn't trying to be wise. Now I go back and help them. I'm a blessing to some of them.
Thank you, Lord God.
Major blessing to some of them. Hallelujah. But that's what he was telling God. See, because Joshua had a task to do that was way bigger than he could imagine, I'm sure. He's got to lead millions that Moses brought out of Egypt. He's got to be the chief now, the commander-in-chief. And see, God knows how he's thinking. He was probably thinking, God, I can't do it. I don't know. He had not seen him murmuring against Moses, dropping and complaining about God. Told Moses, you brought us out here to die. The Bible says in Psalm 78 that they limited the Holy One of Israel. And I realize in my life today that I can limit God and I can give power to the devil. Absolutely. Why do you think you get up sometimes and you just feel awful? You just feel rotten. Just a rotten day. Rotten day. Because there's demonic forces waiting on you to wake up. They make you feel like things ain't going to work out. You ever felt that? Things just ain't going to work out, man, this time. They're not going to work out. God's did it before, but they're not going to work. That's led by the spirit of the dark side. You can't yield to that. The Bible says in Romans 8:28, for we know that even if it is looking bad, we know that God works all things together for the good of those that love him. Give me the Proverbs.
Yes.
Love God, I had open heart surgery and all that. Satan would like to took me out. He'd like to got me in doubt and unbelief. Things went bad. They shut back up. My veins shut back up. One of them in my heart when they did the triple bypass. They kept me in there longer. You know, went in there and tried to open it up. Couldn't get it opened up. You know, want to go back in 2 weeks later. Let them go back in 2 weeks later. They tried to open it up. Couldn't open it up, so they put a stent. I watched the blood go. I'm laying there watching it, man. And so the enemy says, if you ain't got no blood going in your heart, boy, you ain't going to be able to do nothing. And I said, glory to God. I told the guy the other day, I said, did you know that my veins find their way to another other side of my head? Your veins can find a way. God's awesome.
Yes,
he's awesome. He can cause a vein to go from here over there. He's God.
Amen.
Well, the doctor said, I don't care what the doctor says necessarily about that. You understand? I'm not led by that. I'm not led by the doctor and all that he can do. Well, just like that doctor, he told me, well, look, man, we're limited on stuff. I mean, we study and research, but we're limited. We're limited in what we can do. And I thought he's a humble man. A lot of them feel like, hey, God, you need me and I'm all you need. You ain't got me, you ain't got nothing. Make you feel desperate. Can you please do something for me? Please don't let me die. See, when you get rid of fear of dying, you live now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not afraid of dying. Not by semi, not by, you know, whatever. I'm not afraid. Once you're not afraid, see, God didn't give you a spirit of fear. Right? Well, it's going to hurt. That's fear. I told the Lord one time, I said, Lord, when you get ready to take me home, but God, I'm just going to lean out of here. Woo! Gone. I'm believing that's the way I go. I ain't laying in no bed, suffering, slobbering, and all that, and bang for 15 years. I done seen people do it. I done prayed for them, got them off of them beds.
Amen.
Hallelujah. My son, attend to my words. The word attend means to pay attention to. Incline your ear to my saying. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life to those that find them and help to all their flesh.
Hallelujah.
Did you hear that? So if you listen to preaching on money, it's health to all your flesh. If you listen to the preaching, it's health to your flesh. Yeah, I just don't really know about it. It ain't going to help you. I didn't say that. It's not going to help you. That he said it. You got to put your faith right there and say, God, you said, if I read your word in Genesis, if I pay attention to your word, if I listen to your word, if I hear your word, if I release my faith in your word, you said it would heal my body. Amen. You said it would bring life to me. And that's how you release your faith. Don't sit there and, well, I don't know about all of that. It's clear. Is that clear or what? That's the problem. That's unbelief. You choose to believe. If you don't believe that, you just chose to believe that that ain't true.
Right.
You're making a choice. We're always making a choice.
Yeah.
And if we choose God's right, God's word's right, it brings health and it brings life to us. Praise God. Go ahead. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it flows. Out of it are the issues of life. Out of your innermost being is prosperity. Out of your innermost being is healing. We're not looking for healing to come out. He's in here. Christ is the healer, right? Christ the anointed one. He's in here. He's here. The Holy Spirit is here to demonstrate that. He's here through the Holy Spirit. And healing is on the inside of us. The healer's on the inside of us. See, the only problem we have is this.
Yeah.
This head right here. The Bible says that our carnal mind is an enemy to God. He said, for those that are carnally minded, it brings death. Those that are spiritually minded, got their mind on the word, got their mind on the things of the spirit, got their mind on the answer from the word for everything that we face, those brings life to us.
Amen.
It brings life to us. It brings strength to us. The Bible says, if the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in us, he will quicken our mortal bodies.
Bring life.
Right. Bring life to. I know whenever I went through that open heart surgery, I'm not just telling you my story, but God, these are real events, and these happened to me, and bless God, I had a choice to either lay down and whine and give in to it, or I had a choice to fight the good fight of faith and come out and be like I am today, and I'm very satisfied. I'm satisfied. I'm satisfied. See, in order to be satisfied, we gotta let this word bring the results that we desire, whether it's in our bodies, with our neighbors, loving our enemies, forgiving. And people say, well, I just don't know what people's done to me. No, they've done worse than that to Jesus.
Right.
And he forgave. He forgave them. See, unforgiveness can stop Mark 11:24. Whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive it. You speak to that man, move. And then he goes on and he said, when you stand praying, forgive. That's right after all that. Same context.
Right.
Forgive so your heavenly Father can forgive you of your trespasses. So see, unforgiveness, fear, and all that stuff, get our feelings hurt with our kids, our grandkids, hold grudges, unconsciously holding grudges, can't get over it. We got to get rid of all of that stuff. We got to get rid of all of that. Take God. And how we do it is get saturated in the Word of God. And that Word of God begins to transform us from the inside out. It's not that we're making ourselves straighten up. I didn't make myself quit committing adultery. I promise you I didn't. I committed adultery. Me and Teresa both. We come out of a rocky, bad marriage. One but God, where we beating people up and pulling guns in between their eyes, all kinds of stuff happening. Getting born again, and he said, "Love your enemies." Now shut that Bible. Now I told Teresa, I said, "I don't like that." I didn't know that kind of word was in there. I didn't know it was in there. I hadn't been to church. Sure, I hadn't heard that. All I heard in church, get them before they get you. Pretty good, sound pretty good, you know. Sound like the way I was raised, you know. Not like this, pretty good. But I wasn't born again. Yeah. And so I shut it. Now I'm going on, every time I try to pray or something, that'll come to my mind. Love your enemy. I saw Satan, I said, I bind you in the name of Jesus. I'm trying to bind Satan. See, you can't bind God. God was God. And then the Lord speaks to me in here, just quickly, right quick. I didn't hear an audible voice, just quickly on the inside. I just had this knowing. That's how the Holy Spirit works. That knowing. Don't look for a big audible voice. He speaks to your spirit. That knowing, that this is God. This is God. And the Lord spoke to me quickly, just dropped it in my spirit. He said, my word is not against you. He said, if you'll embrace my word, it'll set you free. And so I made a choice. I mean, I was blaming God's a choice. Applying that word's a choice, not a feeling, not emotion. I had to lay all those emotions aside. I can't go kill them no more. They can go hit on my wife and I can't do nothing about it no more. That would really get me. I had to put all those thoughts and that stupid reasoning away from me that was devilish and demonic that tried to put me in prison for life. I had to put all of that aside. See, some of you ain't never experienced that, and that's fine. It might not be that drastic, bless God, but I'm telling you, Satan helped to kill, steal, and destroy your life. He's plotting and planning, and God has a plan, but this is the same route is for everybody. If you would, I mean, you know what? Ain't none of us, all of us have come short of the glory. Right. I guarantee you, ain't nobody in this room ain't told a lie.
That's right. Come on.
Ain't nobody in this room probably that ain't never stole nothing. You told somebody you'd be there a certain time, you didn't. You lie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whether you consciously did or didn't, that's a lie. Right? We need his word coming in here, praise God. Well, you know what? I embrace that word, and I stand to tell you today, one of the very ones that I really hated would have helped them go to hell. But God, I stood and prayed for them and meant it in my heart. But God, you know what? They got healed.
Amen.
I know there's other folk praying, but I'm telling you, that's the power of the gospel. That's the power of having a life-centered word, life-centered, word-centered life. That's the result. You really can experience power of forgiveness to the point to where you really can release faith to your enemy for them not to be sick, to be healed. See, the Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's
liberty.
just so much turmoil in my house right now. Get that out of your, don't put that out of your mouth again. If you believe God's big, if you believe he's able, then you break out some Crisco anointing oil and you tear you up some cloths or tissues and you lay your hands on them and you anoint them and you put them under your pillows or wherever the trouble may be and you go and apply the blood of Jesus to your doorpost. Let God, I mean by faith, do it. Hallelujah. There's still power in the blood and you take authority over that devil. devil, and you say you're not going to run my house, you're not going to run my life anymore, you lying idiot, black God. I'm the redeemed of the Lord, and I'm saying so. I've been washed in the blood of Jesus, and greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. And if God be for me, who can be against me? And no weapons formed against me. I mean, you get that word coming out of your mouth, and you run that devil right off.
Come on.
Amen.
I'm running sickness and disease away from me.
Amen.
Praise God.
Bless him, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
I don't care what the statistics are, what my body says and feels. I picked up a trailer the other day going fishing, and something happened to my back. I wanted to come in and say, something wrong with my back. Oh, my baby. Ooh, it's okay till I sit down. Or I lay down. And then it hurts. Then I wanted to get up. Are you awake in there? It hurts. I mean, I wanted to just tell it. See, your flesh is motivated to get in agreement with what you don't like. Get in agreement. Say it. See, the Bible says in Proverbs 18:19, I believe it is, it says, life and death is in the power of the tongue, and those that love it will eat the fruit of it. Well, I'm not going to eat the fruit of a bad back. I'm not going to do it because I get in agreement with what it feels like and what it looks like and what it sounds like. Not going to get in agreement with it. Even when I tell the Lord, even now in the daytime, I'm telling the Lord, I'm not going to live off Social Security priority, Lord. But God, the blessing of the Lord makes me rich and adds no sorrow. I'm going to buy cows or something on my Social Security because I'm not going to need it. I'm not even going to need it by the time I get there, Lord. What am I doing? I'm going into my future now.
Hallelujah.
I mean, I'm serious. I do it. I'm being honest with you. The Bible says life and death is in the power of my tongue, and I will eat the fruit of it. So I'm going into my future 10 or 15 years from now. Hallelujah. It wouldn't surprise me if it don't burn slap off the building. Doesn't happen one time.
Yeah.
There's an anointing in this place. We'll get the candles out. We'll go on until God gets through.
Amen.
But God, we've done it before. The whole power burn off the building while we have in church. Everybody's like, oh, and I'm like, it's okay. He's not through.
Amen.
Got him out. People come to altar at night. Bless God. Hallelujah. So we ain't had them kitchen to that. Hallelujah. But you know, the Bible says in Romans 12:2, it says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Amen.
See, there's a transformed is like these butterflies you see out here. They're not born butterflies. They're born worms in a cocoon. And those, when they go through that process, they come out this big, beautiful butterfly. See, that's what transformed means in Romans 12:2. If you look it up in the Greek, our life comes out like a butterfly. If we renew our mind to the Word of God, and you know, I've been in this thing a long time, and I have to go back in there and get that Word and look at that Word and hear that Word. I don't care how long you've been in it. Listen, I ate biscuits on Sunday morning. I cooked breakfast house for my family for 20-something years on Sunday morning. I get up and I cook some breakfast. You know, and I can almost taste a good old butter. I make some of the best biscuits, boy. I mean, Mama couldn't hardly beat them biscuits to me now that I make. You know? But you know what? I can remember that biscuit, but that biscuit ain't done me no good here on Wednesday night. I got the nutrients out of that biscuit and it was gone by Sunday evening, I imagine. Well, you know what? If I want some more taste and, you know, instead of imagining that, I want to cook some more biscuits.
Right?
So yesterday's food's not feeding, spiritual food is not really feeding me today. I've got to feed today. I've got to feed my spirit man today. You know, just like in the things in the natural parallel with the spiritual. You know, a baby can come up. I guarantee you these babies would die if we hadn't got the bottle, started feeding them. They'd have died later. By faith, that baby will grow and it'll grow. It'll grow a little bit, but it'll starve to death and it'll die. Got to have them nutrients, right? It'll start. Well, that's the way our spirit man is. I think it was Kenneth Hagin Sr. said he saw in his spirit one time, and he saw people. And they were like some fat and some skeletons. He was asking the Lord, Lord, what is that? You know? And that he, and the Lord told him, he said, the ones like that, they're starved to death. Spiritual, they starve in their spirit man. And the ones that are healthy, they're feeding their spirit man. Did you know we got to do that? We got to have a word-centered life, praying and fasting and depending on the Lord. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you right now, healing's already yours. Finance already yours. Car's already yours. He said he'd supply all of your needs. It's already met. I mean, here I am all this time, you know, and garage doors is my basic source where finances come in. That's just primarily the way it comes. And then after all these years of trusting the Lord and going through what I've been, here comes the trial I haven't been in, and he tries to trick me. And it started working a little bit. I started yielding to it a little bit. I hadn't been here before. I hadn't been here before, Lord. That's good. You got on YouTube, Jesus done been there. He's already been here where I'm at. Everything changed and going back to normal because I started believing right. And I started confessing the way that my business is going to run. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you, praise God. You know, get in that word, read the word, meditate on the word. I mean, keep it before you as much as possible, thinking, praise God, and begin to speak the word over what you don't like in your life. Begin to focus in on it, praise God. And I mean, you know, I don't have a lot of trouble with Satan. I don't deal with him much. He comes and I just say, you're an idiot, I'm not yielding. Right on. He tries to hang around, torture me. I mean, he tortures you is what he does. Torture, yeah, I have none money. You ain't gonna ever get that. I mean, this is what I thought. Hey, man, I went through March 30, that got over, here come the pandemic. Then that got over, here come the signs. Then that got over, here come, you know. And then I thought the other day, I thought, man, got over all that, here my back. And I started thinking, man, if it ain't one thing, it's another. Don't ever say that garbage. I get over one thing and it's another thing. Well, you're speaking it, you're believing it, you're going to believe, you're believing that, so that's going to keep happening to you over and over and over and over. When some people tell me that, I'll say, well, you know, everybody goes through stuff. Praise God, things wear out. Believe God. Just believe God. Don't get all upset. Just believe Him. Hallelujah. See, there's victory to be walking in, and then there's victory that you could walk in that you choose to walk out of. And it's not up to God. We're not waiting on God. The Bible says He takes us from faith to faith and from glory to glory. So I want to encourage you tonight, praise God. Get focused, centered on that word. If you're born again, you know, pray, fast, begin to confess the word of God. Call those things that be not as though they are. Call your body healed. Call your money in. Tell your angels you're working. You're bringing in the blessing of the Lord for me. You're ushering it in, Lord. You're causing my prosperity to come from ever which direction, Lord. You know what? My door started coming from a different way when I did that. Things started happening in a different direction that I could get the doors immediately. Immediately. Started coming in a different direction. And then it got a load off of that company and they had none five years today. Things started happening, praise God. See, if we want things to happen, we got to make it happen. It ain't that we do it. Jesus has already done it. And we get in line with Him, praise God. Let's bow our heads. Father, we